More than 1.7 million diplomatic documents are now online in a searchable database thanks to the document leaking website WikiLeaks. They've merged those declassified U.S. State Department documents from the mid-1970s with 250,000 previously leaked diplomatic cables known as Cablegate. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange announced this release by video conference from inside the Ecuadorian embassy in London Monday morning.
Orwell famously said that he who controls the present controls the past, and he who controls the past controls the future. And that is because of the vital role that history plays in deciding our interpretation of what is happening in the world. The US National Archives censored all searches to the word WikiLeaks. Following that revelation, we looked closely to what else was going on. And in fact, as Kristen said, from 2006, it became apparent that the US National Archive had reverse classification of over 55,000 pages of material, that great analysis done by the National Security Archives, a group run out of George Washington University. We have pulled together 2 million documents, 250,000 documents from our previous release, Cablegate, 1.7 million documents pulled from the National Archives, and put them together into an integrated format, a search system that we are very proud of.
Assange says the newly collated documents, known as Plus D, are already available in the U.S. National Archives, but not in a very usable format. That's why WikiLeaks has made them searchable. They're from 1973 to 1976, when Henry Kissinger was Secretary of State.
There are over 200,000 individual documents referencing Henry Kissinger. This is a meeting between Henry Kissinger and the Turkish Foreign Minister in 1975, looking at the arms embargo that was placed around Turkey. Concerning its conflict with Greece and Cyprus, the Turks are concerned about the embargo and they want US weapons parts to come into Turkey. And there's a suggestion that it be sent, and that the Turks say, well, that is illegal. Kissinger's response is a joke, but it's not really a joke, and a fantastic quote. The illegal we do immediately, the unconstitutional takes a little longer. And we'll make a major effort in order to somehow get around the arms embargo.
Assange says there are about 400 cables that reference Britain's former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, who died today.
Unfortunately for her prospects of becoming a national as opposed to distinct from a party leader, she has over the years acquired a distinctively upper middle class personal image. Her immaculate grooming, her imperious manner, her conventional and somewhat forced charm, and above all her plummy voice stamp her as the quintessential suburban matron, and frighteningly English to boot. None of this goes down well with the working class of England, one third of which used to vote Conservative, to say nothing of all classes in the Celtic fringes of this island.
Assange is in the Ecuadorian embassy in London because the WikiLeaks founder anticipates he will be extradited to the U.S. if he goes to Sweden to face questioning about sex charges. A reporter at the video press conference in Washington asked spokesperson Kristin Hafrensson for a status update in the investigation of WikiLeaks.
We know, of course, that there is an ongoing investigation into the alleged illegality of WikiLeaks action. It has been revealed by information acquired under the Freedom of Information Act in Australia that Australian diplomats have been told by their State Department officials and officials here in Washington that the scale and scope of the WikiLeaks investigation is unprecedented. A year ago, it was known that the pages of documents gathered in that investigation numbered, 42,135? So it gives you an idea of what kind of persecution is going on and is still ongoing. And it's, of course, it's very worrying. It A lot of people have been that have been supporting us or working with us have been harassed at the borders here at in the U.S. They've been under surveillance. We have confirmation of that. And their information, Twitter accounts, etc., have been subpoenaed. So that is, of course, of a great worry.